will kill you.
Yep.
They don't have no conscience.
No.
I'm up here because it's real what I'm talking about. You're looking at a living testimony here.
Yeah.
Up and down the streets in New Orleans, Atlanta. Man, I was running every. Let me tell you something. But I had a praying grandma.
Yes, sir.
And I had a praying mom.
Yes,
that's right.
Say, Lord, have mercy on Black Baby
Yes,
King.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's out there in the streets, and he can't see the forest for the trees. I used to come home, be high on that weed, and be looking at me. I'll go back. But I remember how they used to pray for me, and somebody prayed for you right here.
Yes, sir.
Because you wouldn't be sitting on these pews if nobody wasn't praying for you.
Yeah.
That's why we have.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you once again to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place every second and fourth Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will be blessed by a solo from evangelist Susan Carey, followed by an uplifting message from Superintendent Maurice Johnson, pastor of Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ, and a closing selection by the Johnson Temple Choir. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Not even a minute. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good God Almighty. What a friend. We got him. We got him in Jesus. And we thank you for Heavenly Father that you allowed your son to put on sinful flesh, come into this world, die that we might live and have life and have it more abundantly. Bless us, oh God, this day. Help us to give you praise, to lift you up. Thank you, Lord, for the songs that have been sung. Thank you for the person, amen, praise the Lord, that was leading us. Thank you, Lord, for those who spoke today. We enjoyed what they had to say. Now, Lord, word my mouth. Give me what to say, and I'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. We done already had church. Amen. El Moser, them women, preach my message. He didn't hear me. I said, Ella Moser. Yeah, he's busy. They preached my message. That's all right. I'm going to give them what God gave me. That's all I can do. Yeah. Amen. No, seriously, I really enjoyed. Amen. Sister Bailey and Sister Cole. Amen. Wonderful words from them. Amen. Wonderful words. Amen. They just spoke long enough to help me shorten my message so we can go and eat and just enjoy life. Amen. I think, I know, amen, my scriptures are from John chapter 15, verse 11. If you have a Bible, you might want to turn to that, and you may not be able to keep up with me, but that's okay. Amen. We are brothers and sisters of the Most High God. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. I don't want to keep you here all day, but the first verses of John are the same of similar verses in Genesis chapter 1. And for your information, we're not going to read them, but I wanted you to know that, amen, they are written in John verbatim for what, amen, God said in Genesis chapter 1. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. These things I command you, that you love one another. I had friends, you may be seated. I had friends in Vallejo, California, amen, and they formed a group called Sly and the Family Stone. Some of y'all heard about them, amen, because you ain't been saved all your days, so don't be looking funny at me, amen. I know, amen, amen, amen. But Sly and the Stones, Amen. The family says amen. We are family. Amen. And because, amen, not because they were family, but because they wouldn't keep the family in the church, so they was kicked out of the church in Vallejo, California. Amen. But that is a good point. Sly, he wrote that song, and the family got behind him. Amen. They made money, and Sly, amen, slipped off of the wagon, and it broke my heart when I found out that he was sleeping in the back of a truck. He had become a drug addict. Amen. But the song had meaning. Amen. We're family. Amen. If you are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, you're a part of God's family. Right. Verses 19 in that same chapter, amen. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, you're not of the world, are you? Because you're not of the world, amen, I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world don't like you. The world hates you. Amen. The devil, amen, praise the Lord, he get mad every time you said thank you, Jesus. Amen. He get mad when he see you clapping your hands. He get upset, amen, when you get up and begin to praise God. Amen, because, amen, he wants you in his corner. But the devil is a liar. I believe we got some folks here today, amen, praise the Lord, don't want to be in the devil's corner. We want, amen, to be in the corner with Jesus. We want to give him praise. We're going to give him honor. And we will give him glory. Somebody say amen in this house. Aren't you glad that you're part of the family of Christ? I know I am. Amen. I am so glad, amen, that God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost, amen, they are one, amen, praise the Lord, and they are the reason that we are in this house today. That was so weak. I said, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, amen, the Holy Spirit, and God himself is the reason that we are here today. Amen. There is no way you're going to be in this church today, amen, if you were living for the devil. You be somebody, amen, somewhere, amen, having party, get down. I said, Pastor, I didn't know you know all that stuff. Yeah, I know all that stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God that I didn't become a part of that stuff, but I know all that stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. I had a little part-time job, amen. I had to listen to all that stuff. Amen. But I serve a good God. If anything go wrong, I know just who to run to. My God, God, I wish I had some help here in this church today. A true family, your strong relationships. I think Sister Bailey touched on that. Amen. A real family will go out of their way to show love to their family.
Amen.
There should not be anything or anybody that come between you and, Lord, help me preach here today.
Preach, Pastor.
Your family ought to come first.
Preach, Pastor.
The witness back here. I say your family should come first. Amen, praise the Lord. That's why I was running late for Sunday school, because my family come first. Sister Deanne wasn't feeling well, and I didn't know if she was coming. She made it. Amen, and Mother Judy was still in the bed. I was not going to leave her in that house by herself. She is bones of my bones. I wasn't going to leave her. Amen. She got up and sit on the side of the bed. And I said, I don't know if Deanne's going to make it. She said, well, you go on. She didn't know that it went in one ear and out the other. I wasn't gonna leave her. Amen. About 15 minutes later, I came through the room. She said, "You still here? I told you can go on to church." I said, "Yeah, I know you told me, but you ain't my boss." A true family builds strong relationships. A real family will go out of their way to show love to the family. A true family will share everything. Somebody say everything. Everything they have with one another. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I grew up, amen, praise the Lord, in a family which was a large family. I'm the oldest of 9 children. Glad to be a part of the Johnson family. Amen. Praise the Lord. And yes, I had to wipe the nose, and yes, I had to do a whole lot of things. Amen. But I thank God I'm the eldest of all 9. Amen. And God knows that I loved every one of them, even though I've had to do the eulogy for 5 of them already. Hello, somebody.
Jesus.
Amen. But that's the way some things are. And we have to do what God wants us to do, and that is love your family. Go out of your way. I'm almost through. Go out of your way to show love to your family. Stop having family fights. Stop lying on your family. Stand up. And if your family get in a fight, you get right in the middle of them. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
I'm not going to let you beat my brother up like that. Amen. So you might as well put that stick down, because I got a brick in my hand. Y'all ain't ready for me. Hello,
Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You're not going to treat my sister like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Talk about you love her, and I know you don't love her. You don't even love yourself. Get your hands off of my sister.
My God.
I'm almost through. Amen. You might know some families who start a fight and one of the members leave the house, amen, with some of their clothes on. Hello. Amen. Well, when you got two or three sisters and you got 3 or 4 brothers, amen, they just might reach in there and get your jeans. The boys. Amen. Them girls, amen, been waiting for you to turn your head because they love that dress you got. And they gonna wear it in spite of. Amen, praise the Lord. You turn your head and you go in there and you want to put it on and you just keep looking. Keep looking. Now, I know I hung that dress in there, but just keep looking. Amen, praise the Lord. And you go down the street, and you see your dress going down the street, and you're wearing your dress, and you are upset with her because you wanted to wear your own dress. So I ain't going to get no help in here. Amen, praise the Lord. But here, talking about true love. Amen. Don't go and start a fight in the streets because your sister got that dress on. I'd rather give it to her than to start a fight in the street over a dress. Hello, somebody. We learn how to show love to one another. In my closing, amen, there is a story about a prodigal son. There's a story where this man was young, but he wanted to be grown. He wanted to show, amen, praise the Lord, that he was old enough to do some things on his own. Amen, praise the Lord. So he went to his dad and said, "Daddy, give me my portion. I'm ready to leave this place." Amen, praise the Lord. And surprising enough, amen, even under the rules of that country, he wasn't supposed to do it, but he did. He gave him his portion. And that young man, amen, took off on his own and ended up in a far country. And he got out there and he would party, party, get down. He was having a good time, amen. But let me tell y'all something, amen. Money don't last always. I ain't gonna get a lot of help here. I said money don't last always. When you sitting in a junk job, when you sitting there drinking all the liquor that your belly can hold,
when you're trying, amen, praise the Lord, to make friends with every woman in the place. Amen, praise the Lord. After a while, your pocket is empty. Ain't nothing in the pocket. And since ain't nothing in your pocket, she get up and leave your table. Since ain't nothing in your pocket, you ain't gonna buy another beer. Since nothing in your pocket, you might as well go on out that door. Because nobody want no broke person sitting with him. And he found himself. And when he left the door, amen, not only was he broke, there wasn't no food in the place. Because of famine. I wish I had time to pray. There was a famine in the country. And there was no food. And he found himself in the hog pen. Lord, help me here. You got to be careful. My God, my son. But the boy was starving to death, eating husk out of the pig trough. My God, my God. But all of a sudden, my Bible tells me he came to himself. Anybody in the house ever came to yourself? You were way out there, but you came to yourself. You realize that something better is out there for you. Something better is there. Lord, help me. Amen, praise the Lord. I would not have good sense to leave my house. Amen, praise the Lord. Even now. But I sure wouldn't leave, would have left Mert. That was my mama. Because she could cook biscuits, amen, when you could eat them all day. Amen, praise the Lord. Well, the same here. My daughter right there, raise your hand here. Amen. She is a specialist cook. Amen. And she will eat anything you put in front of her. I mean, you will eat anything she put in front of it because she gonna cook it good. And I thank God for that. You need the Lord to appreciate what God had provided for you. Can I get a witness in the house? I'm getting ready to sit down. I'm getting ready to sit down. But my Bible said, Ellen Johnson. Ellen, the Bible said, he came to himself. My children, as I go to my seat, learn to come to yourself. You don't need to be a fool all your life. I know it sounds ugly, but it's the truth. You don't need to do that. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and what will he do? He will direct your path. He will put food on the table. He will put money in your pocket. He will heal your sick body. He will hold the family together. Somebody shout glory. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. He pitied my every groan. And long as I live and trouble ride, I'm going to hasten to his throne. God bless you.